All right, exactly 7:28 it is. It's, as we said, we've got Mbefira in studio, with us. We've got the Deputy Director of the Insurance Directorate from Mbefira, Mayor Veronica Namate. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you in studio with us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about Mbefira. I know that our customers are getting, or rather our listeners are getting very familiar with Mbefira and what Mbefira does. But for the benefit of those that may be hearing of it for the very first time, let's touch a little bit on Mbefira, who you are and what you do.
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Mbefira is a supervisory authority or a regulatory authority which is tasked to regulate and supervise the non-bank financial institutions. Mm. These are institutions which are not which are financial institutions, mm-hmm. but they are not banks.
Right. Okay. And today we are going to be talking about insurance, which is also a very good sector actually in Botswana. I think it has contributed quite a lot to the general economy of our country, the insurance bit. So we'll get to hear a little bit about it today. If you could just give us a very brief definition of insurance and also tell us who the key industry players are within the insurance sector.
Okay, thank you very much. Insurance is a service that you receive from an entity called an insurance company. Mm-hmm. The idea is to transfer your risk to that entity. Example of insurance, it may be car insurance or home insurance, mm-hmm. whereby you transfer the risk maybe of fire risks or theft to an entity. In return, you pay a monetary payment which is called a premium.
Mm-hmm.
So by that you would be able to have transferred it. That is why it's called the risk transfer mechanism, whereby you have that peace of mind. You will have a peace of mind in return for paying a monthly premium or an annual premium.
Just knowing that if anything was to happen, if eventualities would happen to you, mm-hmm. somebody would assume the financial responsibility. No, that's very nice. That's very nice. And like you said, what would be the key things to look out for if I'm looking for insurance?
First of all, insurance is provided by entities which are licensed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that you have to look at. Whether the entity that you are dealing with is licensed with Mbefira. Yeah, because the insurance companies are incorporated in terms of the law,
mm-hmm.
and they're also given the license by Mbefira. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that you have to look for.
Right.
The other thing you have to...
And on that though, we have online, like sometimes we buy insurance online. Is that to say that that's not legal? Or should we also confirm that the people that we are buying from are also governed by Mbefira? Because I know we've traveled before and we've bought travel insurance online. So we don't know whether they are actually affiliated with Mbefira. What is that somehow not right? Or
no, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not right.
Mm.
All you need to do is to check, to satisfy yourself that this company that you are dealing with, or this individual, is coming from an entity that is licensed within Mbefira.
Right.
Because all the entities that are, especially if you are a resident in Botswana,
mm-hmm.
You are required to be insured with a licensed entity in Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if there is no capacity in Botswana, that is when Mbefira can give out the dispensation so that you can place insurance with an entity which is outside Botswana.
All right. Oh, okay. No, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about some of the things to look out for, to be cautious of, or some of those things that are key areas of importance to somebody that wants to buy insurance. And you spoke about, yes, one, that it has to be licensed. The entity has to be licensed within Mbefira, and what else?
Mm-hmm. First of all, you have to look at the benefit. What is it that you want from a policy? If you want a policy, you have to look at the pros and cons, the disadvantages and the advantages of having that particular policy. And then also you have to look at the other things that you need to request for. Is the policy document, because quite often after somebody has bought cover, you will be given a proposal form. Mm-hmm. The proposal form is just a description in summary of what is being covered,
right.
But it's not detailed as a policy document. Usually the policy document will come after you have been given that proposal form, then they will come, the insurance company will later send you a copy of the policy document.
Mm.
That is a detailed document which is a contractual document which shows the terms and conditions of the policy.
Mm-hmm.
That is where you see all the benefits, all the exclusions, because insurance will have some exclusions. What is covered and what is not covered.
Mm-hmm.
Those are key things, because sometimes they are subject of complaints.
Mm.
Because usually people will get to know about these exclusions after when they are at claim stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for somebody to get that policy document so that you will be able to read the terms and conditions of the policy.
Mm. Is that how it works? So I come in, for argument's sake, to a XYZ as an insurance provider. I have a conversation with them. This is what I want, A, B, C, and D. And then at what point then do I get the policy document? Because like you're saying, normally it's after, you know, you said there's a what? A letter first that I get?
Yeah, there's a proposal form. That is the document that you fill at the time when you are purchasing an insurance cover.
Mm.
You will be given maybe a one-page document, which is called the proposal form.
Mm.
That form you also sign. But after you have purchased this insurance cover, then you would need to get the policy document.
Mm-hmm.
The policy document is now the contractual document which will detail all the terms and conditions of the policy.
Mm. So what happens then, for argument's sake, if I'm happy with the proposal form, I've signed it, but when the exclusions come or the policy document comes and I'm not happy with a few exclusions, what potentially happens then in that sort of scenario?
In that particular scenario, you would have to you have what is called the quilling of perils.
Right.
That is why it's very important for you to get the policy document, because mm-hmm. the quilling of perils usually is 90 days for life insurance life insurance covers.
Mm-hmm.
So that time you are allowed to cancel or to change your mind,
mm-hmm.
without being penalized to do so.
Right.
So for a short-term insurance cover is usually less, because short-term insurance covers are only for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But for life, it's just life covers.
Mm.
So you are given a time frame, a longer time frame than the short-term insurance.
Mm-hmm. And what happens in instances where I have a complaint about maybe my expectations, like you're saying, sometimes I get I was of the impression of the understanding that A, B, C, and D. What happens then? Do I go back to Ingbifera to complain, or what is the process then in events and instances where people are complaining of the payout for argument's sake of what their policies?
Usually, if you have bought the policy, your intention was to maybe to get certain things covered under this policy, and you realize at a later stage that this is not included in the policy document.
Mm.
Then you will have to contact the service provider, because there are various service providers under the insurance. Sometimes you will go through the intermediary, because there are two types of intermediary. In fact, there are three types of intermediaries.
Okay.
Which can be companies, that are licensed under the Botswana laws, which are given licenses by NBFIRA.
Mm-hmm.
These are insurance brokers or insurance corporate agents.
Right.
The insurance corporate agents are usually companies that are licensed to represent an insurance company or an insurance broker under the Botswana law.
Right.
So the broker is the company which is an independent intermediary, which is licensed to go around, maybe shop for you and look for the best quote for you.
Right.
And then they will come with the various quotations from different companies, different insurance companies, mm-hmm. and you, as the consumer, you will have to choose after they have explained to you what this means and what that means.
Mm.
So you are given the liberty to choose what you want, whether you want insurer A or you want insurer, depending on what you have been given on the table.
Right.
So the insurance broker represents the client.
Mm-hmm.
So he is working on the best interest of the custom.
Right.
So that part, individual, you can be able to go back to the individual or the individual insurance broker or the corporate agent, whoever you are dealing with, and then you would indicate to him, I wanted to take this policy, but I realized that there are certain exclusion, so that they maybe can go back to the insurer,
mm-hmm.
and then try to look for something that you wanted in the first place.
Mm.
Because there is no point for you as the consumer to have bought something that you have not wanted to know. It's less than what you have.
Mm, or maybe had reservations about. I think it's very unfortunate, because a lot of times I think we find out at a point where we are now claiming. Because I mean, there are so many instances where I've bought a life insurance cover on my mother when I'm about to claim, and they start telling me, oh, no, your sister has already claimed. You know, issues like those. I was never aware that my product is directly linked to somebody else's product. And, you know, it's just complicated. I guess it gets complicated sometimes. So, like you're saying, what are the key things to bear in mind in terms of, if I'm happy with the policy document that is mine, but I don't know what also is included that is not direct. I don't know how to explain it, but that is not directly involved in my policy. But it also, in terms of the payout, life insurance, like I said, as an example, on your mother, you're happy with the policy document,
mm-hmm.
you're happy with the contract. Me ano ha witse re contracta go ra hore e le one. Gona le ha e leng gore ya motho o mongwe wa itsireng le ene ka the same person. Ya affect le wena your own contract, you understand?
Mm-hmm. That one, we have had issues like that from people, but saying it in passing, we have never received any complaint regarding situations where maybe I have covered my mother, and then also my brother has covered my mother also,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm trying to claim, but the insurance company says he's already claimed against his policy, so
it reduces yours.
We are not going to give you the same benefits,
because
we have tried even before to ask the various insurance company on those, but the particular situation, but all the responses that we are getting, that is not happening. So we are now at a point where we are confused as the regulator.
Because
we hear it in passing from maybe just conversations, but at the same time we have never received any complaint whatsoever regarding that particular situation.
So people are basically complaining more Facebooking and not complaining to the right people, which is the NBFIRA.
Yes.
That would appear to be the case. Okay, no, that definitely is something that we'll have to think about. Yes. Let's talk about insurance premiums.
Okay.
Yeah. So what should I be on the lookout for? I mean, also you regulate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you also regulate in terms of pricing, what they can charge us, the maximum they can charge us in terms of these the monthly premiums?
No, at the moment the market is regulate itself.
Mm.
So we are not at a point where we regulate premiums.
Mm.
But as a customer of insurance companies, the customer is at liberty to shop around look for the best possible quote for which can suit her her needs and her pocket.
Right.
So that is what is happening right now. We are not at a place at a point where we have decided to regulate insurance premiums
in terms of pricing. That's a bit unfortunate.
Hopefully soon you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
You regulate.
Well. Maybe you should complain a lot. To NBF, they will step in and regulate the pricing as well. What would you like to say as well, to our listeners as well in closing, just regarding insurance in general and just caution. What the word of caution you would love to say to put forth to our listeners.
What I can say to our listeners is that quite often we receive a lot of complaints regarding premiums. The premiums is the payment of premiums is the responsibility of an individual. If you buy a cover, know that the insurer. You have entered into a contract with the insurer that they will give you cover, and then in return you will pay a premium. This monthly premium, or whether it's an annual premium, it has to be fully, it has to be timely paid. It has to be paid so that at the end, if you have a claim, you will be covered. Otherwise, if you have not paid your premium, the claim will be repudiated. Quite often we receive calls and complaints that so and so insurance cover is refusing to honor my claim, because then when we investigate, we'll find that all the premiums were not fully paid. Part of the premium was not paid and part of the premium was paid. But in that case, we have no choice but to say it is within the terms and conditions of the policy for the insurer to repudiate that claim.
Okay, no, great stuff. Thank you very much for passing through this morning. Lastly, how do they get hold of you so that they can tell you what are these insurance providers are scrupulous? Some of them are. How do they get hold of you as in Befira? And is there a way to launch a complaint? How do we go about launching a complaint?
Our number is 368-6101. And then you can also catch us on Facebook. Our website is www.nbefira.org.bw. And then we also have a complaints procedure. Usually our complaints procedure is crafted in such a way that if you have a complaint, you have to first lodge it with the entity where you have bought the insurance, or the intermediary that you have gone through to buy an insurance cover.
Right.
So you have to exhaust all the channels up to, it depends on their customer complaints procedure, up to the level which is indicated on their customer complaints procedure. After that, when you are still dissatisfied, that is when we can come to NBFIRA to lodge a complaint. What I have gotten, I have tried all the best to lodge my complaint, but I'm still not getting the assistance, or I'm not satisfied with the response. That is where NBFIRA will assist, because most often the individuals will come to NBFIRA, will just lodge a complaint while they're still investigating the matter. You will run to NBFIRA and say, I have reported this matter to NBFIRA. Yes, we had issues where people are saying they are complaining about the delays. That is where we sometimes caution the insurance company to say, or the insurance brokers or corporate agents to say, up your game, try to assist the customer within the time frame which is acceptable.
Okay. Thank you so very much for your time this morning, Mayor Namate. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.